Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
I'm disgusted! Do you hear me? I'm sick! That's the poorest half of football I've seen in all my years of coaching, and I have seen some crummy football, believe you me! What the hell is the matter with you? This team looks to you for leadership, for inspiration! You don't deserve to wear that uniform! My face isn't down there by your shoes! Look at me when I'm talking to you! You're supposed to be helping me out there! Let's get your head in the ball game and start doing something to help us win! Do your job, for God's sake!
Football pool.
You're kidding.
You picked 9 out of 13 games.
All right. How much did I win?
$200.
$200? I can't believe it. All my life I've dreamed of winning $200. Now that day is here.
Yeah. Winner of the pool has to buy beer for everybody at the touchdown club tonight at Monday Night Football.
That's right. I won't get my free beer tonight.
Hi, guys.
Hey, kids.
Is my dad here?
No, he hasn't come in yet.
What's up?
Stuart and I are working with the Green People to help save the rainforests. We were wondering if either of you would like to make a contribution.
I bet Luther would. He just won $200 in the football pool.
Luther, that's great! Would you like to make a contribution?
Huh?
We wouldn't normally expect you to give that much, but since you did just win $200, it's kind of like found money, right?
Yeah, but it's found money I've been looking for all my life.
If you don't give it to the Green People, what are you going to do with it?
Buy beer. I was going to give it to the thirsty people.
Luther, I know this is a lot to ask, but if we don't start replanting the rainforests, 20 years from now, people on this planet won't be able to breathe.
Yeah, but...
You, Luther Van Damme, could stop this from happening.
One person can make a difference. Thanks, Luther.
I'm breathing easier already. Luther, thank you. And bless you.
That was a noble thing you did there, Luther.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks a lot, Dauber. Next time I win anything, you want to just shut up?
Hey, Coach. What do you got on your shirt there?
Some stupid button Kelly and Stewart gave me yesterday for... Give them $50 to little green people. You know, I figure I got off cheap. Some idiots are giving as much as 200.
Oh, hey, that reminds me. Guess who won the football pool?
Who?
Luther. He's buying us all beer tonight at the touchdown club.
Not gonna buy me beer. I'm not gonna be there.
What are you talking about?
Well, Christine's stupid college roommate, Beverly, and her equally stupid husband, Warren, are visiting her in Minneapolis for the night, and I got to go up there and eat fish with them.
Well, how come you have to be there?
Because Christine says I never meet any of her friends, and then when she brought it up over the weekend, we had this great big fight. So instead of doing the thing that I look forward to all week, which is the thing that God put me on this planet to do, which is to watch Monday Night Football at the Touchdown Club with my friends, I have to drive all the way up to stupid Minneapolis and have dinner with Beverly and Warren, the two antique dealers from Buffalo.
How come you have to eat fish?
I can't believe you're going to miss Monday night football to spend an evening with antique dealers.
You know, this is going to be the dullest evening I've spent since Christine dragged me to that Meryl Streep movie. Boy, I'll tell you something, guys. Relationships are work. I mean, don't get me wrong. Women are great. They're affectionate. They're supportive. They love you when nobody else does. They build you up when you're feeling down. Let me tell you something. They're all alike. They give, give, give. But sooner or later, they all want something back. Hey, Christine.
Oh, there you are. I was beginning to wonder where you were.
Well, I was driving the whole way behind a tanker, hoping it would explode. Man. So where are the Glimmer twins?
They are in the guest room, and they can probably hear you. Now, you behave yourself tonight.
Yeah, all right, I'll behave. I'll act interested in every dull thing they say. Hey, Christine, I just want to know something. Is there a chance I can watch just 2 minutes of the game tonight, huh?
No.
Why not? Well, I can have dinner and then say I got a case of hurricane gut and disappear into the bedroom. Nobody will know.
Hayden, there is going to be no football tonight. I told you, these are two of my very dearest friends. They are only staying with me for one night, and I want that one night to be perfect. Besides, you're going to love Warren and Beverly.
Well, you must be the famous Hayden Fox.
And you must be the world-famous Warren.
Hayden Fox, Warren Graustark.
It's a great pleasure to meet you. Oh, Bam, shake a leg. Hayden's here.
Is this him? Hayden, I would like you to meet one of my oldest and dearest friends, Beverly. Beverly? Hayden Fox?
I can't tell you how excited we are to finally meet you. We've been trying for 4 years to pin you down.
Well, you stuck me tonight.
Well, shall we all sit down?
Oh, yeah.
Do the two of you still enjoy a cure before dinner?
Oh, she remembered. Oh, Warren, be a doll and go get Christine's gift.
Oh, yes. Oh, you guys, you didn't have to bring me a gift.
Oh, it's just a trifle, something we picked up in Bath.
Where?
England.
Oh. Bev and I saw this, and it just screamed Christine.
Oh. What is it, a parrot?
He's just joking.
Well... Yeah. Oh, you guys. Oh, I love it. A candle box.
Now, do you really love it?
Oh, well, it's absolutely exquisite, Hayden. Look.
Yeah, oh, yeah, boy.
It's 17th century. You know, there's a rather amusing story that goes with it. You'll love this. Bev and I were tooling down this picture postcard country lane just outside Bath, and it was an absolutely glorious day. The heather was in bloom, and the aroma was absolutely narcotic. Anyway, we were driving along, and even though we've driven through England 100 times, I must have lost myself in the moment, because suddenly I forgot I was supposed to be driving on the left, and instead I found myself driving on the right side of the road.
Can you imagine?
Fortunately, and here's what makes the story funny rather than tragic, nothing happened.
What makes it a story?
Well, when I realized what I'd done, I screamed. Bev grabbed the wheel, and we spun off the road right smack into the front yard of a potter. As luck would have it, he was home, and seeing we were shaken, invited us in for a cup of tea.
He served it in cups he'd made himself.
Oh.
Well... One thing led to another, and as we were chatting, we told him we were antique dealers. And he, in turn, mentioned about a cousin he had who lived nearby who had several quite distinctive antique candle boxes. You know, now that I think about it, we really should tell them how we ended up in Bath in the first place. See, the whole story really begins a year earlier in Scotland. At any rate, we hopped on a plane in Cairo and flew to London as fast as we could, where we rented a car and drove like the dickens to... Where else?
Bath!
You know, despite all the trouble and the thousands of miles of travel, it was worth it just to have that story to tell.
I will treasure the gift all the more just knowing its history. Shall we all move to the living room and I'll get us some coffee?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Hayden, you really should hear Warren's hysterical story about the time that we met the cobbler in Turin.
No, I shouldn't. No, I think I got internal bleeding from laughing at that bass story.
Besides, I'm tired of being on. You know what I've really been dying to do all evening is get Hayden to talk about football.
Football?
Oh, yes. I'm quite the fanatic. You know, you and your screaming Eagles have really been through some trying times this year.
You follow Minnesota State?
I follow everyone. I've got to believe that if Bo Whitley comes back for his senior year, you're going to have an outstanding team next season.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, Warren, I am looking forward to next season. We just recruited this great wide receiver, Billy Cardell, and I've been looking at this incredible running back from South Dakota.
Really?
I'm anxious to get him.
Oh, I should say.
Hayden, you're not talking football, are you?
Warren started it.
Hayden's right. I'm the guilty party. But if he's going to pry antique stories out of me, I'm going to pry a few gridiron war stories out of him. So, it sounds to me like you could have a great season next year.
Oh, it could be my best season ever.
Do you ever think of moving on to a bigger school?
Gee, I don't know. I wouldn't mind getting an offer.
Well, tell us, Hayden, if you had a crystal ball, where would you like to be 5 years from now?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I tell my players not to look ahead.
Oh, now, come on. We all have dreams of where we'd like to be someday. I have the Graustark dream. It's for Beverly and me to buy a little country home in Vermont and spend the rest of our days writing about all the places we've been and all the nutty things that have happened to us. So, come on, tell us, what's the Hayden Fox dream?
Well, it doesn't compare with you two vagabonds, but... Well, I guess if I had to say it out loud, what I'd really love to do is take over a major program somewhere, you know, where the recruiting's a lot easier, and then... Well, I mean, after a few years there, assuming that I had some success, man, I would love a shot at the pros.
Ooh. But wouldn't it be hard picking up, moving from city to city all the time?
Well, you know, that kind of goes with the territory. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I don't... like to put down too many roots or anything, but of course I wouldn't forget all the people that, you know, helped me in the lean years and everything. I'd want to take them with me. I'd insist on taking along my two top assistant coaches. And then, you know, when it's time to hang it up, I don't know, I'd like to settle on a little plot of land about just outside of Spokane, Washington, in God's country. Yeah, and then just retire there with all my awards. Just go camping, hunting, and fishing, watching Monday Night Football. Not another soul around for 20 miles.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Christy. Yeah, I know I promised I wouldn't do this, but I mean, since Warren's such a big football fan, would it be okay if we went in your bedroom and watched TV the last 2 minutes of the game?
Fine.
Come on, Warren! Oh.
This is none of my business, but we've known each other a long time, so I have to ask. Hayden didn't mention you in any of his plans. I thought you two were more serious than that.
So did I.
Whoa, Montana!
It's like he had glue on his hands!
I mean, can you believe Montana? Christine, it was unbelievable! You should have seen it!
I heard it.
Beverly, did she...
Oh, I finally told her to go to bed.
Geez, I didn't realize it was that late.
Well, I hate to see this night end, but we have an early flight to Hong Kong tomorrow.
Hey, listen, you have a great trip, huh? And if you're ever in Minneapolis, you give me a call and we'll go to a game and maybe throw back a couple of cheers together.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh, Christine, thank you for a wonderful day. It's always a joy to see you again.
Oh, it's great to see you, Warren, and I'll see you again in the morning.
Righto. Ta.
Ta. Can I help you with that?
No, that's okay. I've got it.
Well, I got to admit, you were right-o and I was wrong-o. Boy, I had a great time tonight.
Glad you thought so.
Yeah. No, I mean it. Okay, I mean, that antique stuff was death, but I love Warren.
Well, Hayden, it's almost midnight. Don't you think you better get going?
Going? Going where?
Well, it's a work night. Got a long drive back to your cabin.
Is there something wrong?
Yeah, yeah. Something very wrong. I don't think I want to talk about it.
They said it was okay if we watched the game.
This isn't about the game. And really, the more I think about it, the more I know I don't want to talk about it.
But geez, Christine, you always want to talk about it. Hey, I mean, this might be so bad, I might even want to talk about it.
Good night, Hayden.
What's going on here? Wait a minute, honey. There's never been anything so bad you couldn't at least tell me what it was.
You really don't know, do you?
Christine, you've known me for 4 years. I never know.
Let me just ask you one question. When Warren was asking you tonight about your 5-year plan, and you were talking about your dreams of going off to a bigger school, going off to the pros, and retiring in Spokane, was that really what you want?
Yeah, well, Christine, see, I feel like I'm walking on a minefield here, and I don't know why. I don't even know where you're going.
Well, apparently I'm not going to Spokane or any of the other cities you plan on moving to.
Was that what this is about? You felt left out of my plans?
I just want to know one thing. In this fantasy you have of retiring in Spokane and camping, fishing, and watching Monday Night Football, am I dead or something? Or did I even make it that far?
No, of course you'd be there. I mean, just because I didn't mention it doesn't mean you'd be there. You'd be there. You'd be there.
How would I be there? I mean, let's say you moved to, I don't know, Los Angeles. Would I be moving to Los Angeles too? Or would I fly out on the weekends? Or would I become your pen pal? How exactly did you see that working out?
Well, it would work out just like we've always talked about it working out. You would do what's best for you. I mean, it's your life.
It's my life. Gee. Somehow I was under the impression this had become our life.
Well, okay, I'm sorry, our life, but would someone please tell me why suddenly our life seems to be in so much trouble? I mean, I thought we were doing great.
Well, I don't think we're doing great. I think we're doing lousy. My God, Hayden. If somebody had asked me my 5-year plan, I don't know what I would have said for sure, but I know you would have been the biggest part of it. It was painfully obvious that I am not the biggest part of yours. Not even in yours.
Yeah, well, that's just because I forgot to mention you.
Well, Warren sure didn't forget to mention Beverly in his 5-year plan.
Shh, Christine, you don't want Beverly and Warren.
I don't give a damn who hears us.
Night.
God, Christine, I can't believe you. You're this upset because I forgot to mention your name.
I am upset because 4 years into this relationship, we still have no idea where we're headed. I mean, are we planning to spend the rest of our lives together or not?
Spend the rest of our lives together? What are you talking about? Are you talking about marriage?
Well, I guess. Exactly what I'm talking about. Eventually. I don't mean I want to get married tonight. I don't even know if I want to get married 6 months from now, a year from now. But you can't be so thick as to think that we can just keep going on like this.
Hey, wait a minute. Before you go calling anybody thick. Now, I recall 4 years ago that we agreed this was a great relationship because we both wanted the same things. We both had careers that mattered to us. Neither of us wanted a commitment. Neither of us had the time. All we wanted was a relationship that fit into those rules. Now, if the rules have changed, nobody told me.
How can you not see things have changed? I may still be a convenience for you, Hayden. But you are not a convenience for me. I am deeply, hopelessly, probably foolishly in love with you.
And I love you too.
Yeah, right.
I too.
Then how come when you look down the road, I'm not there?
But you are there. When Warren asked me that tonight, I was talking about my job future. I wasn't thinking about other people.
You thought about Luther and Dauber?
That's because I was talking about football. If he asked me about my love life, I would have thought about you. I sure as hell wouldn't have thought about Luther and Dauber.
Hayden, we are just spinning our wheels here. I don't want to come off as a woman who is just desperate to get married, because that is not what this is about. If all I wanted to do was get married, I could have done that 20 years ago. But I don't want to spend the rest of my life dating you.
Yeah, and you know that I have a problem with marriage. I don't want the same thing to happen to you and me that happened to me and Beth.
I am not Beth.
But I am still Hayden. And that's the part of the equation that doesn't work. I mean, Christine, come on. It's not like I haven't thought about this before. I thought about it a lot. Honey, if you and I were to get married, you'd just end up hating me. And I know you think you wouldn't, but you would. You'd end up resenting all the late nights, all the recruiting trips, all the moving around. And that's the part of the package that comes with me. Oh, Christine, I can't stand the thought of you hating me. That's why I'm against marriage. Not because I don't love you. Because I don't want to lose you.
Hayden, if you don't have any more faith in me than that, you've already lost me. See, I thought these last 4 years were about two people who were terrified of commitment, finally finding the one person they felt safe with. Now, if you're telling me that that isn't true, then I have really been a fool. Tell me I haven't been a fool.
Christine, I can't get married again.
Well, then we haven't got a future. And every second we pretend we do is just a lie.
What are you saying?
It's over. I'm sorry, but I really can't talk anymore.